So this is a big controversy. When can you take off your tefillin and run out of davening? That's what everyone wants to know. Really, you should never take off your tefillin. It's the intent to run out of davening as fast as possible. But unfortunately, that's why you're all here. You want to know, when am I allowed to take off my tefillin? So the Leket Yosher gives you good news. I don't know if it's good news or bad news, depending on whichever way you look at it. The Leket Yosher says, the Leket Yosher was a Talmud of Betrumas Hadesh, and he died 1488. He says that you should remove your tefillin immediately after Kedusha. Why? Because your body is supposed to be clean. So one of the reasons why women don't wear tefillin, because we only make people who are obligated to wear tefillin, and that's men, because it's hard to observe the laws of tefillin properly, because you may come to flatulate, you may pass gas, and therefore it's not a kavod for the tefillin, and therefore you keep on the tefillin at the bare minimum, which is until after Kedusha. Shulchan Aruch says, I don't think so. Nagu ha'olam shulolachot tefillin ad achar Kedusha suvalitzion. He says, until after Asher Uvalitzion, after the Kedusha, within, I guess, in the middle of Uvalitzion, that's when you could take off your tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, well, what about the Leket Yosher? I thought we were going to gain something from after the Leket Yosher. He says, yeah, well, you know, you could only do the Leket Yosher if you've got bowel problems, you've got stomach issues, that you're not going to be able to control yourself. Then he says, okay, then you can rely. It's called Adam can make their own personal decision. But for the Hamonam, for the general populace, who Baruch Hashem are able to control themselves for the most part, therefore you try to keep on your tefillin until, like Shulchan Aruch says, until after the Kedusha, the Hashem Yimochol Olam Voed, within Uva Utsia. Fine. You see from over here, there's obviously, just a sidebar, a connection between Asher Yuval Tzion and Shemon Esrei, because we're viewing Asher Yuval Tzion as like the extension of the Kedusha all the way to Shemon Esrei, something that the stuff after Asher Yuval Tzion may not have, and we'll see more of that in a second. The Ramah makes it even more strict. So we started off with after Kedusha, then we got to Asher Yuval Tzion. Says the Ramah, I don't think so. Says, Yesh Misha Kasav, there are some who write, outside of Kabbalah, Kabbalistic reasons, Shulachot ad achar sh'amr bem sholosh kedushos v'arba kadishim. In other words, which the Mishnah Berurah says a little bit of a toe sofer, what it means is three kaddishes and four kedushas. So what are the four kedushas? That's easy. You have Baruch Hu counts as one kedusha. You have the kedusha within Birchas Kriyashma. You have regular kedusha, what we call kedusha. Then you have the kedusha in the Asher Valtzion. But also three kaddishes. So what are the three kaddishes? Not kaddish yasom, according to this opinion. So you have the kaddish before Baruch Hu, right? The chatzi kaddish, that's one. Second kaddish is after Shmon Esrei, a tachnun, right? And then the third tachnun is the kaddish sholem after Ashrei Uvalutzion. So now not only can you take off your tefillin, you have to wait until Kedusha in Uvalutzion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Ramah, you have to wait until the Kaddish after Revolution. Yeah. Interesting. There's random speeches. What do you mean, like speeches before? Like yeah. So it's a great question, which is, well, if you ask me, if I was totally in charge of a minion, I would say there should be no speeches at that point. But no one's asking me. So if that's, but that's it's a good point, because really, you're going to, I don't think there's any heter. Look, if you have to run out of shul, it's going to be hefsid mamon, and you're going to lose money, or your wife needs your help, and it's going to be pikuach nefesh if you don't get home from your wife, then for sure, that's a separate issue. We're not talking about that. I mean, a guy who just wants, you know, he wants to get on with his day, sounds like that would not be a heter. Comes the four kedushas are the one before, with the Baruch Hu counts as one, the one within Birchas Kriyashma, regular Kedusha, and then Asher Yuvalitzion. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, you have to wait even until after the Kaddish of Asher Yuvalitzion. Two more
difference with the laning day?
So on laning day, we're going to keep out for now, but no, it's a good point. It's also going to get into Ashkenaz and Sfarad in a second. Well, let's talk about a regular non-laning day for a second. Two more points, says the Mishnah Berurah, now to take off your tefillin during Kaddish, which is a separate issue. And number two, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Ari, we go even further. You have to wait until Al-Kein Nekaveh to take it off. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and makes it even more strict. Cites the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says you have to wait until Kaddish Yosom after Oenu, which in Nusach Svard, which is what I think we are dealing with, that's it. That's when, you know, what's the expression here? It ain't over till the fat lady sings. That's when the fat lady sings, right, already. And that's when it's done, right? Am I get it right? Did I quote it right? Yeah. So that's when it's over. That's when the game's over. So you have to keep, in other words, according to the Prima Gadim, what the Rambam really meant is you got to keep it on totally to the end. Now, there seems to be this very interesting machlokas. If you're allowed to take off your tefillin before Aleinu, or you really have to wait till after Aleinu. So I saw the Rutz Katzvi sites of Schechter, versus Schechter Shlita, and who says that the pshat is that it based on Rav Soloveitchik, it depends, what is Aleinu? What is the point of Aleinu? Is Aleinu the end of davening? Is it the last few of davening that we have? Or is Aleinu, according to some poskim, say, Aleinu is not really part of davening. You know what Aleinu is? You're going to go out to work. You're going to be challenged a lot with your emunah. You deal with non-Jews. You deal with business dealings. So Aleinu is like a good reminder. Make sure you have emunah before you go start your day. But Aleinu is not part of davening. So if you say, you need to keep your tefillin on to the end of davening. So if you say that end of davening includes Aleinu, so you better keep your tefillin on until after Aleinu, and after Kaddish after Aleinu. But if you say Aleinu is just like a goodbye to Hashem, and like an emunah, a chizuk, then you can take your tefillin off before Aleinu, because Aleinu is not technically part of davening. Once we're on this field over here, once we're in this ballpark, you could really say that's the difference between Ashkenaz and Svard. Nusach Svard learns that Aleinu is really the goodbye to tefillah. It's not part of tefillah. That's why Aleinu in Nusach Svard is the very last thing that you do to give you emunah as you go out in your day. According to Ashkenaz, yeah, it's davening was it's Aleinu is not a goodbye. Aleinu is the end of davening. I would say Shir Shal Yom afterwards. Okay, so that's an extra parak of Tehillim. But the point is, Aleinu is not then the last thing you do. That may explain that machlokas. So it comes out the upshot is really you should keep your tefillin on as long as possible, preferable to the Kaddish at the end of davening. It's one more point. I got one more point. And now we're talking about taking off tefillin. Here's a chumrah of the week. What about if you're a chazin, but you're single, so you don't in general wear a talus, and you go daven for the amud? So normally, what do? The second davening is over. You take off your talus. You go back to your seat, and you take off your tefillin. But if anyone's married, what do you take off first? Tefillin first. So why is a single person who's dying for the amud, does he have to go back to his seat, take off his tefillin first, and then take off the talus? So why do you take off the tefillin before the talus? I mean, why do you take in general tefillin off before the talus? So some say it's a practical reason. You want to put the tefillin in the bag first, and so that you don't come and touch it the next morning first. Some say the reason is because sometimes we take off our tefillin in the middle of davening. When do we do that? On Rosh Chodesh. So we take off the tefillin while we still have our talus on. So we want to be consistent. A third reason you could say it's like this Leket Yosher, is we want to keep our bodies clean and we don't want to wear tefillin with the unclean bodies. So the first time davening's over, first thing we do is we immediately rip off our tefillin to not make a guf, to make sure we have a guf naki. According to that, really, a single person who's davening for the amud and now he's taking off his talus should really go back to his seat first and quickly take off his tefillin and only then take off his talus. This question of Dov Brisman, the Rosh Kahal of Philadelphia, asked the Shaiter of Greenblatt. Rav Greenblatt said, based on Kabbalistic reasons as well, he thinks it's preferable that no matter what you are, single or married, you should always take off your tefillin ahead of your talus. Final, last point. Wait, I'm running out of time here. I'm going to go over it. They're going to start throwing things at me. 1 second, 10 seconds. I got 10 seconds left here. Is what about the arm, wrapping off the fingers, you know, taking off the tefillin like that? So that, there's an inyan that people would take it off in Yehiratzon of Uvalitzion, and you say, Lishmar Chukecha, to keep your laws. Why? Because there were some Sephardim, or Bnei Ma'aravot said, in the or Yerushalmis rather, who had a minug hundreds of years ago that they would make a bracha when they took off their tefillin. So to remember that bracha, some say you should undo your arm or the fingers of your tefillin in the middle of the Valetzion. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he doesn't think that makes any sense. He doesn't know where we do. We never followed that minug. He doesn't know where that comes from. Really, you should keep the fingers on as well, as long as you can as well. So the upshot is, keep your tefillin on as long as you can. Make sure you take off your tefillin off before you take off your talus. Shkoyach.